Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey everybody, it's Andrew and welcome to episode 160 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be discussing some of the potential general manager candidates for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But before we start, as always, hit that red subscribe button if you want to show your support for the channel and hit that bell icon for the latest content releases. All right, so let's get into it. GM candidates. So I have four right now. That I'm interested in. To start off with, though, Luis Riddick has been interviewing, or has interviewed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, rather. Luis Riddick is a former NFL player. He played running back for the Bills, and he was also, I believe he's head of player personnel for the Eagles, and he's also a broadcaster as well. So he definitely has some good experience. I mean, I don't know that he did too much to kind of write home about with the Eagles when he was their director of player personnel. But, you know, just a heads up, he has interviewed for the position of GM with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then we have Rick Smith, who is also interviewed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, former GM of the Houston Texans. And I really like this guy. He has a lot of great experience. I think he's done a really good job with the Texans. I think he drafted Deshaun Watson. And I believe he also drafted like J.J. Watt. So, a really, really qualified candidate. But, you know, there's a couple others I was looking at. Mike Borgonzi, obviously, definitely a name that's high up there. Kansas City Chiefs, director of football operations. And then Joe Ortiz, he's also the Ravens director of college scouting and player personnel. Ortiz and Borgonzi, definitely part of two really great football organizations, the Chiefs and the Ravens. There are a lot of great candidates out there. These are really the top four that I would be looking at for Jacksonville. To really be successful or to have, you know, a chance of changing this organization. If I had to rank them, you know, from best to worst, it'd probably be Mike Borgonzi, number one, Rick Smith, number two, Joe Ortiz, number three. And I put Joe Ortiz number three just because I feel like he just hasn't been as high up in the Ravens organization at executive level. He just doesn't have as much experience there, but he's still a great choice. And then Luis Riddick as number four on that list. So, I'd love to see us get Mike Borgonzi or Rick Smith. And I feel like any general manager is going to have a lot to work with coming into this organization because, you know, if the Jags don't screw it up, we may have the number one pick in the draft with Trevor Lawrence. And then we have, you know, another first round pick and then a bunch of other picks in this draft to work with. So they're definitely coming into a good situation. And as well as the cap situation for the Jags, you actually have a lot of salary cap to work with, especially considering, you know, the purge and all the moves that they made in the 2020 offseason. So I think the incoming GM will have a lot to work with and has a really, really good chance to be successful. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I hope we could get Mike Borgonzi or Rick Smith. But let me know how you feel about these GM candidates. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel. Show your boy some love and support. Stop by my Apple Podcast. Leave me a review. That always helps me when I put together these episodes. I will send you a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover of your choice. After you leave the review, just send me a DM and I will send it to you. As always, you know, stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy, have a good holidays, Merry Christmas. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYT coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.